during the record 5.85 million, almost $6 million raised during the University of Ottawa Heart Institute telethon in Ottawa yesterday. During the telethon, it was announced by Dr. Robert Roberts that along with other international researchers, they have found 13 genes that appear to increase the risk of heart disease. And Dr. Dworkin joins us now to explain what the next step would be. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
What is next?
Well, thing to remember is that what genes do is they produce proteins, and these proteins are involved in various functions. They can be part of a mechanism that leads to the development of heart disease. They can trigger heart disease. They can switch on and off other proteins that could signal the heart either to improve its function or become worse. So the next step now is to figure out what these genes all do. What triggers them? Are there anything that we do with our lifestyles that can trigger these genes to be activated? And in effect, you are now writing the textbook on what causes heart disease. Right now we have a few chapters, and so this adds several more chapters to give a better story. When you have a better story, you have a better understanding of what's going on, and when you know what's going on, you then can say, okay, how can we now change this story a little bit in order to improve the outcome? So that's sort of what they're going to be doing now, finding these genes, which now, there were three of them that were associated with known risk factors, blood pressure, and cholesterol being two of those known risk factors. And the other 10 are found in the general population. This is 140,000 people, 100 different study centers. Ottawa was one of them in the United States, Europe, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And it was found throughout all people. It wasn't specific to a particular group. And that's what makes this very interesting, because the outcome of trying to figure all this out means that you are going to be able to find potential treatments for a broad swath of our population and not just a specific group that has a particular risk factor.